You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning. Denver's Mix 100. Full phone lines. People want to play, rattle off. And Jeremy, we are starting with Lucia. Lucia, good morning.
Oh, beautiful.
Good morning.
Morning.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
I'm just on my way to school.
Where do you go to school?
Red Rocks Community College.
Yeah, and what are you studying?
Right now I'm just getting my associates. So.
All right. Get all the core stuff knocked out, huh?
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. What do you want to do with your life, Lucia?
I'm not really sure. I think I want to go into physical therapy, so that's the goal right now.
All right, that's good. It's a good feeling.
I just got through doing several sessions with a physical therapist for that shoulder issue that I had. Yeah. And
it's all my doctor recommends to me is physical therapy. Like, I could go in and be bleeding from my, orifices, and he'd be like, yeah, you probably need physical therapy.
I agree with you, buddy. That seems to be the big thing. I wonder if there's some sort of racket going on between doctors and
people like
Lucia.
I seem to have chopped my hand off. Well, you best go to physical therapy.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we stop the bleeding first?
No. Go exercise that.
Go stretch it out.
Well, Lucia, good luck to you with all of that.
Yeah, okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to play some rattle off with your boys in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. Your letter is C, as in cat. C. 10 seconds. Please give us 5 companies or brands that begin with the letter C.
Oh.
5 companies or brands that begin with a C. Ready and go.
Chipotle, Chick-fil-A.
Good. Drinks.
Ooh, CarMax. Car toys.
Where's the Coca-Cola?
Where's Coke? Coke!
Oh, yeah, Coca-Cola.
Darn it. You got 4.
I heard Jeremy say drinks. And Corona, if you're going to really be talking about drinks. Doggone it. You got 4, Lucia. That was pretty good. I'm glad you called. Have a great day at school, okay?
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Da, 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 da. Here's Lexi. Good morning, Lexi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's on the agenda for you today, Lexi?
Well, today's my day off, so I'm going hiking.
Oh, where are you going? I got to know.
Kenosha Pass.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. It's my favorite spot up there. We love it.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I was actually just looking at land up in Jefferson. I kind of want a piece of land up there.
Go get some.
I'm thinking about it. It's not very expensive either.
Why not?
Yeah, it's beautiful in the fall.
It really is.
Because it's always on fire or what?
there you do risk that.
I mean, really. It's,
yeah.
Good. What do you take with you when you go hiking, Lexi?
Definitely my dog. Some water.
Bear spray?
No, not so much.
Really?
In Colorado, they're black bears. They're scared of you more than you're afraid of
them.
Yeah,
you just yell at them. Get out of here!
Beat it!
Okay. Here I go.
Famous last words, Lexi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful.
I'm more afraid of the moose than the bears.
Right?
Yeah, they'll trample you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they have moose spray?
No.
You probably just need to put those little bells around you or whatever.
No,
so
that attracts moose. Moose, it's a little known fact that moose love bells.
Yeah, little known is right.
Little known fact.
Little known because nobody knows it. Lexi, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Did we lose her?
Oh. I hear you now.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
All right, ready to go, Lexi. 10 seconds. We need 5 solo female singers. 5 solo female singers. Ready and go.
Beyonce, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift. Pink.
Oh! 4.
You got Pink in just before the buzzer, but that was 4.
Madonna.
And millions more.
And
you'll think
so
of, on your way up to the hike, you'll think of 205.
Yeah, while you're hiking today, that's all you'll think about.
Hey, I'm glad you called us. Have a great time. Be safe, okay?
Bye, Lexi.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Who's been holding the longest? Actually, Shayla has been. Hi, Shayla. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey. There she is. What are you doing
so
today?
I am headed to work, but first I'm going to drop off my son at his grandma's.
At Good. Grandma's
yeah.
house.
Let him get spoiled.
What does grandma do with your son all day? Do you know?
Plop
him in front of a TV?
Feed him sugary treats?
Yeah. Pretty much. Put filters on him on the phone and sends them to me. The most ridiculous thing she could do, she's probably doing with him. So.
That's great. I love that.
Hey, that's what they're supposed
Sounds
to
like
do.
Sounds like she's a hip grandma. So, what do you do for a living?
Yeah. I am a food and beverage manager at a retirement home.
Oh, right. Jeremy used to work at a retirement home.
I did,
home
I was like an activities director.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm familiar.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yep.
My brother used to own some retirement homes, too. It's an interesting
that's
business.
A good business. That
yeah. doesn't sound fun.
I got to tell you something. You know, it really was kind of nerve-wracking. There's all sorts of legal stuff that has to go on and kind of, you know, having to battle with the government over stuff.
And making sure you get the right employees in there. That's
no
got to be stressful.
Yeah.
In that environment. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I agree. To all.
Don't you love visiting with all the residents, though?
Yes, that's why I do it.
I tell you, I had some of the best conversations with those older folks. And yeah, like there was a guy that used to fly, he was a pilot and he used to fly Eisenhower around. And then he was a private pilot for John Wayne, if anyone wants to look him up.
Dang, Google Eisenhower
and
John
Wayne.
Kids.
I know. I mean, they're fairly iconic, but it was just the coolest story. The guy that used to have, he used to do rocket cars on the salt flats in Utah.
Really?
Yeah. Really neat old people.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, those stories are the best.
They are.
They're fantastic stories. I was telling Jeremy yesterday that sitting at a bar next to a guy who was almost 80, and he was telling us the story about how his dad was a survivor at Pearl Harbor.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like
wow.
was on one of the ships there that was attacked and survived, but told all the story. I mean, that's
intense.
Like, that is history.
It's
right
bragging
there.
Rights. And then you get the ones that try to dry their underpants in the microwave, Shayla, too.
Well,
and then you get your own stories.
Yeah. Well.
That's also very true.
The fire department was very familiar with our facility.
Oh, that's good. Let's play Rattle Off. Shayla, 10 seconds. We need five different things that have tires.
Oh.
Five things that have tires, like the rubber things. Ready and go.
Wagon, bikes, scooters, semis, cars, dollies.
It was funny to me that you saved cars for like to the
I
very
know.
End.
I was like, cars.
I find the most complicated one first.
Is that how you do it? I've wondered about, you know, people's style for doing it. Like, do you try to come up with the most difficult ones first? Or do you knock out the easy ones?
Because you have the easy
first.
Ones in the back of your head, and you're like, these are easy.
But that's what's tough, is if you forget the easy ones, then you look
then you look stupid, right?
You look stupid, because you didn't say cars.
Well, you got wagon in there.
But, you know, and you got a dolly, which I really like. You are a winner!
I bet, you know, my husband made me listen to you guys 2 years ago, and I was texting him. I was like, I'm going to be on Rattle Off. You have to listen. He's like, I'm in a meeting. I'm going to miss it.
Oh.
I hope he hears me right now. I did it.
We'll make a podcast out of this. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, you can go back and download the podcast and
But I,
and
I'd
listen.
Like to go back about 30 seconds, Shayla. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Something you said. You said, quote, my husband made me listen, end quote. He made
okay.
you listen?
Maybe I should have said made, but we were in the car and he said, do you know who Dom and Jeremy are? And I'm looking at him like, no, am I supposed to? And then every morning when we were headed somewhere, we were listening to you guys until I finally started doing it on my own. I was like, okay, they're pretty cool. I guess I should keep listening. So
pretty cool.
We are pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
We have not gone all the way cool.
Just a little bit cool.
We're on the path to cool.
Little tiny bit cool.
You're funny. Hey, listen, congrats to you if you'll stand by. And thank you for listening. And thank you to your husband. Give your husband a shout-out. What's his name?
His name is Carlos. He works for Vroom.
All right, Carlos.
Carlos. All right.
Right on.
Listen, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Okie doke.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. I enjoyed talking to our listeners.
Good
today.
People today, man.
Really good people. So you know what? We will play this game again tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock here with your boys.